A trove of fossils from northern China shows that some of the first birds on Earth lived on the water. The fossils are exquisitely preserved and resemble modern ducks or loons. But the creatures lived 110 million years ago. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on these web-footed divers of the Cretaceous period.
The team that identified the fossils came to Washington, D.C. this week to show off their discovery. They gathered in a hotel room to wait for Matthew LaManna from Pittsburgh's Carnegie Museum of Natural History. He had the only casts of the bones outside China. They'd been holding their collective breath. They weren't sure he had them.
My bag got lost last night, so we're dealing with some kind of junky packaging conditions here.
Luckily, LaManna had moved the casts into his carry-on luggage in a cardboard box. As he unpacked them, each one showed the bones of a pigeon-sized bird in death.
This is a cast of our best specimen. You can see a wing, another part of a wing, leg. This U-shaped thing here is the wishbone. This here is the sternum with a tall keel rising off of it. So this is the breastbone. When you eat a chicken, you're peeling the meat off of that.
This was no chicken, though. It lived and flew alongside dinosaurs in the early Cretaceous, some 110 million years ago. It looked and behaved like a small duck or a loon, swimming and probably diving for food. You can see remains of feathers, decayed but still recognizable, and webbing on the feet. Jerry Harris from Dixie State College in Utah says their pristine condition was astonishing.
When we got to China and looked at them the first time, we had to spend about an hour until we stopped drooling.
Most bird fossils are squashed into two-dimensional impressions. These are more like a bundle of bones pressed into cement.
Finding fossil birds in this condition is really unusual, and the amount of information we've been able to glean from them as a result of this really good preservation allows us to figure out where they fit on the evolutionary tree with precision, we think. That position turns out to be much closer to modern birds than anybody would have really expected for anything that's quite as old as these fossils.
Known as Gansus humanensis, the bird is the oldest member of a group that lived before the Great Extinction that wiped out the dinosaurs, then survived that and evolved into modern birds. It lived at a time when many forms of the animals living today started to take shape, marsupials and mammals and flying birds. In the past, ancestors of modern birds appeared to have got their start on land. Harris says that idea is changing.
The fossil record is showing that their ancestors were living very largely in the water, and only later did they come back up on land.
Other scientists who've seen the fossils say birds tried various strategies as they evolved, both on land and in the water. Members of the Chinese Academy of Geological Sciences first discovered these fossils. One of the team, Hai Lu Yu, says the discovery site in Chiang Mai is yielding even more.
We already found dozens of these kind of specimens, so we're very lucky, I think. I'm very happy about this.
This ancient early bird is described in the latest issue of the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.